Winning a World Series is everything monetarily when you're spending that much money on guys that aren't your own.
That's why I'm at the point now when I'm 5 years into a free agent contract, I'm not thinking about the rest of his contract.
No.
I'm thinking about, I'm in the World Series for the first time over the life of his deal. I got to win it.
Yeah, how many more opportunities are we going to get?
And truthfully, the answer's probably not many.
Well,
it's tough to get to a World
it's
Series.
It's not many, but you also, like, think about what happened at the beginning of this year. It made Yankee fans' hearts skip a beat when first start, guess what? Gerrit Cole's not available.
Right.
And we don't know exactly when he's going to be back.
Right.
We don't have a timeline. And you're devastated.
Yep.
Because he's your hope for all the dreams that you have is having an ace starting pitcher. And other than Gerrit Cole, there really wasn't one because we didn't trust Carlos Rodon at that time. And now after game two, you really don't even now. But still, you had one ace. It was Gerrit Cole. And so who knows if next year the same thing doesn't happen. Or the year after, or the year following.
You don't know.
You don't. You simply don't know.
That's why
and
you got.
Now you're here.
That's why you got to go for it when you're here. Cinco de Fivo time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. I'm about to deliver a Cinco that myself makes me want to throw up.
But before you continue, I have a quote from Aaron Boone that really makes me proud.
Go ahead.
I've got my finger on the pulse. Aaron Boone toyed with a major lineup change. And I'm going to reveal what it was. Aaron Judge leading off. Aaron Boone has said, I toyed with hitting Aaron Judge leadoff tonight, but I decided I didn't want to disrupt Gleyber Torres, who's been very good at the top of the lineup. So the big lineup change that Aaron was thinking about was the one I suggested yesterday. Didn't do it. Thought about it.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Gleyber Torres is the reason he decided not to make it. I just saw that. I want to put that out there.
Does that make you feel better?
Makes me feel smart, Tiki.
No. By the way, makes me feel stupid because my reasoning for not doing it was I didn't want to disrupt Gleyber Torres. And if Boone thinks that, then I just
right,
what's going
right.
on.
Go ahead.
All right, here it is. The five things from Game 4 of the 2004 ALCS the Yankees can lean on tonight.
Oh, my God. Gosh. You're going down that road?
Desperate times call for desperate
All right, go
measures.
Ahead.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The losing team of Game 4 of the 2004 ALCS was, of course, the Yankees. Their star homered in that game, Alex Rodriguez, to give the Yankees a 2-0 lead. So tonight, who cares if Freddie Freeman goes deep again to start?
Right. Wow. You know what? It's funny. I'm trying to remember much about that game. What I remember is them losing 19-8 the day earlier. But, yeah, they were down
2-0. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Number 4.
Where they were down 3-2, actually. They were up 2-0. Then they went down 3-2. And then they went up 4-3 and then eventually blew the game. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, number 4. The Red Sox catcher in that game. He went 0-for-5, so who cares if Austin Wells doesn't get a hit tonight? All right,
yeah.
Here
who
we
was
go.
That?
Number 3.
Who was the cat? I just had
For
it.
Who?
The Red Sox.
Jason Varitek.
Jerry Varitek, that's right. Here we go. All right. The Yankees don't need much from Luis Gil tonight. In Game 4 of the 2004 ALCS, Red Sox starter Derek Lowe. He gave up 6 hits, only went 5 1/3 in it.
Yeah,
he
I don't know.
Don't need a lengthy start.
I don't think you guys could take a Game 4 Red Sox-Yankees. I mean, That would be so heart-pumping and stopping.
Right.
Obviously, the result you'll take.
By the way, it's the only time in baseball history somebody came back. We got to channel it.
Right.
Here we go.
1-40.
Yep.
Number 2.
Number 2. The Red Sox center fielder went 0-for-5 in Game 4. So if Aaron Judge goes 0-for-5 tonight, big deal. Johnny Damon did it that night for Boston.
All right,
and here we go.
Johnny Damon
number
is a little
one.
Bit less than Aaron Judge.
And the number one thing the Yankees could take from Game 4 of the 2004 ALCS and lean on, Dave Roberts was the pinch-running hero for Boston, and he's sitting there in that other dugout tonight for payback. That's why you come back from 0-3 down, to give Dave Roberts his revenge all these years in the
mix. That's a good number one.
So I watched the post-game pressers.
Take that, Netflix.
I watched the post-game pressers last night, and as soon as they brought up 3-0 to Dave Roberts, he's like, no, I don't want to talk about this. No. Here's the real question for Yankee fans. So I'll never forget, none of us will ever forget what happened in 2004. For all the bad reasons, for Yankee fans, all the good reasons, if you're a Yankee hater. When in the course of that comeback did you actually believe this could happen? And I relate that to this series. If the Yankees win Game 4, it doesn't even matter how. I don't think it needs to be nearly as dramatic as what Boston did in Game 4.
Probably 5. I would guess five.
So just forcing it back to L.A. would be enough?
Yeah, after you win game five, or Red Sox won game five, it was like, all right, this could actually happen.
But do you think that would be the same here?
I think it would be the same here.
Nah, for me, it would be... Because if they win tonight, I would expect the Yankees to win with Gerrit Cole tomorrow. So it wouldn't be that I necessarily believe they're going to win two more. You know when I'd start to believe?
Go ahead.
Game six, Friday night, L.A., Carlos Rodon leaves the mound with a lead.
So a lead in game six.
Where Rodon has pitched well enough that you're going to the pen, you have the lead, and then I start to think, well, we dodged the Rodon implosion.
Right. And so now it's just winning a game.
Yep. That's where we go.
Yeah. I think winning today would actually get people on the train. And can I tell you why?
Okay.
If you look at the history of baseball in terms of teams going down 3-0, more times than not, they're dead. In fact, let me give you these numbers in the World Series. Just the World Series. I'm not including the ALCS comeback. 40 times a team has gone up 3-0. 40. Okay? This is the 41st team to take a 3-0 lead. 31 of the 40 ended in sweeps. That is overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. It's like 31? They just laid down. It's like they laid down.
Yes, five more of them, that gets to 36, ended in five. Where, okay, gentlemen sweep. You lose game four, and then you get it done in game five. So 36 of the 40 were finished before you even got to a game six. So because of baseball history being so littered with how difficult it is to even get off the mat a little bit, I think if the Yankees won tonight behind Luis Gil and with Gerrit Cole going tomorrow, I think tomorrow on this radio station and tomorrow around this city, there would be a renewed optimism and hope of, why not us?
So tell me, what of those four remaining, did any of them get to a game seven?
In the World Series, I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I think it just got to a game six. Like, in the LCS, we've seen only twice where a team got to a game seven. Obviously, Yankees, Red Sox. And then, I don't even know if you want to count this, but 2020's ALCS at a neutral site.
Right.
The Astros were down 3-0 to Tampa and came back and forced the seventh game. The Mets in 99 were down 3-0 to Atlanta, and they forced the sixth game. Actually had a lead in said sixth game. But those are so rare.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a common occurrence. I know in the NBA we saw it recently, or at least the Miami Heat were able to force that seventh game, or the Celtics were able to force that seventh game a couple years ago. So we've seen that, but in general in baseball, when you go down 3-0, it's curtains.
Yeah.
And that's why I really do think if the Yankees won tonight, there would be a renewed optimism and hope of, they could do this.
20 years later.
20 years later.
With Jeter, A-Rod, and Poppy sitting there.
Well, with Dave Roberts sitting in the other dugout.
The guy who tore his ACL that led to A-Rod sitting in the other dugout. I mean, there's a lot of...
Are you starting to talk yourself into this?
There's something in the air tonight.
He just feels like being optimistic. No. He doesn't want to sit out here and they somewhat chill because it's starting to get breezy
here. Look
at
the wind. These flags at Yankee Stadium, just to describe the crowd, they're starting to whip. The clouds over the sky have a Ghostbusters-like feel. There's an aura in the air that something's...
The wind's blowing the left field, it looks like.
Oh, kind of swirling. Something's a little off.
That American flag, the one you should be looking at, not the one in
blowing the left
center. The ones on the right side are blowing to the left.
What does this have to do with the ghosts?
There's just something in the air tonight. There's spirits in the air tonight. Now the wind has shifted. Somebody's dropping a pop-up tonight.
So do you really believe...
I kind of do.
So
damned me that I do. Here I am again.
The one thing I'll say about this is...
Does it make me a bad fan?
No, it doesn't make you a bad fan. I think it makes you an optimist. Like, at the end of the day, you're hoping for good. And I've always said this about these series. Well, there's nothing about the Yankees that make me think they're going to win four straight and write their name in baseball history. I believe coming back from 3-0... It's so much easier than we make it out to be.
What do you mean, easy?
Like, one game at a time.
It's just winning four in a row, T.
Yeah, it's a four-game win streak.
Like, do you know how many different times the Yankees won four in a row this year?
Of course.
Eight different times.
Yes, but they weren't playing the Dodgers every time.
Okay.
That's the difference.
I get it. It's not – in that context, it seems tough, but, like, when the Mets were down 3-1, I even said the same thing. Like, what are we really talking about here? It's just a three-game winning streak.
And I know we don't want to say this out loud. Did Ohtani look like himself last night?
No. He does not look like himself.
Okay. When Freddie Freeman fouled the ball off his hurt ankle last night, did he look like himself from that point forward?
No, but he still played.
He still played. I'm not saying he's played. You could be looking at a spot tonight where maybe the two Red Sox stars are a little compromised, and they're thinking in that dugout, we need to end this quick.
Have the Yankees given you any indication, not just this year's team, but just in general, that they are the team that can do this?
Not at all.
That's the problem.
Not at all.
But some might say they're due.
They are due. I don't know, man. I've always looked at 3-0s and said, you can come back. It's not the craziest thing in the world. Now, to be fair, the Dodgers have had 2 4-game losing streaks this season. So when you're looking for a 4-game losing streak, it's been a rarity. And the last time the Dodgers did it was the middle of June. So it's been a while.
So they're due.
Hey, let's be ready.
They're due, too.